Hello, and welcome to episode 102 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care has looked like early bedtimes for myself and allowing the house to get a little messier than usual. And I hope that you are taking time out of your week to take care of yourself as well. And I'm so thankful you're here listening today. This podcast was created to give you a safe space to learn more about yourself and about mental health topics on your time. This is no replacement for actual therapy, which I hope you are pursuing, but it was created to be a resource to supplement your mental health care. I value your time and mine, so today we are jumping right in because the topic is when you only have a few minutes. Sometimes we think that taking care of our mental health, implementing self-care, all of that takes time and energy and effort, but really it doesn't. I want to give you a quick menu of several things you can do while driving, while sitting at your desk at work, while breaking up a fight between your kids. There are lots of things you can do in the moment that can help you care for yourself. So let's jump right in. When you have 1 minute, you only have 60 seconds to help bring yourself down, maybe calm down a little bit, or you're stressed or you're angry. I know it sounds cliche, but deep breathing is one of the very best things you can do in that moment. It doesn't have to be dramatic, but I do encourage you to slowly inhale and slowly exhale and watch how you're holding your body. Are you tensing up? Are you relaxed? If you're standing, are your shoulders up high or down low? Body awareness is really important when you're taking these deep breaths. We want to fill up the lungs and then exhale. So that's one really easy one that I do every single day when I'm breaking up a fight, when I am frustrated with someone driving around me, when I just feel like I'm in fast forward. We all have those moments where I haven't quite gotten my feet under me and I'm already running. You can pause. I always try to count to five as I'm inhaling and count to five as I'm exhaling. The research shows it gives our brain a little bit more clarity to have more oxygen up there working. So if you only have a minute, take a few deep breaths, bring your heart rate down, clear your mind a little bit. Here are a few other ideas. Gratitude is directly linked to better mental health. So when you only have a few brief moments, look around where you're at in that moment, no matter what the situation is, and name three things that you're thankful for. This can be as simple as, I'm thankful I was able to take that breath. I'm thankful I am in a building and sheltered from rain. I'm thankful that I have food in my belly or that I'm about to go eat. Name three things that you are thankful for. This is an easy, I call micro practice, that you can do regularly just to kind of reset your mind. Not that everything needs to be glossed over and happy all the time, but truly practicing gratitude is one of the key components to overall good mental health. Another thing you can do when you only have a few minutes, and yes, sometimes you will look like you are a tad bit odd, and that's okay. You'll give someone else something to talk about. But anytime you need a quick boost, smile, fake laugh, even if there's nothing going on. Neurological studies show that when we smile, our brain activates these molecules that help us fight off stress. It releases serotonin, endorphins, even dopamine, just from smiling and laughing. Even if it's not truly evoked by something outside of ourselves, your brain doesn't know the difference. Our brains are very, very smart, but they can be easily tricked. So laugh about something. Or if you have a hard time doing that, make a playlist of like some funny reels or funny videos that always bring a smile to your face. Maybe some pictures or some memes on your phone that you can instantly access just to make yourself smile or laugh. That's a quick boost for your mental health. Continuing with our menu, another one is music. Now, again, this doesn't have to be hours long worth of soaking up and analyzing all the lyrics. This is just have one or two go-to songs that when you're in a funk, when you need a boost, when you need to just switch gears, what do you listen to? There's no right or wrong here, but what are the songs that pop into your head when you think, okay, I need to rally. I want to clean my house, or I need to break the cycle of negative thinking. Maybe for some of you, it's very emotive, slower songs. Other people, myself included, may want faster songs to motivate me to move my body. My go-to almost every single time is Dear Future Husband by Meghan Trainor. I love that song. It's so fun and I can't sit still when it's on. Pretty much anything by Meghan Trainor is really good at getting me to move. But what is that song for you? What gets you going? Preventative care is just as important as actually doing the micro practice later on. So go ahead and have that playlist ready. It doesn't have to be the same song every time, but know your go-tos so that they're ready when you need them. My last menu item today is one that you can also do quickly. It's name something you're proud of yourself for today. What's something today that you are proud of yourself for? Maybe you finally turned in that work project that you've been working on for a very long time, and this is your attaboy or attagirl. Maybe you got the kids out the door for school this morning without any major meltdowns. Maybe you kept your cool when someone made you very angry. What is something today that you're proud of yourself for? We don't always stop and take the time to cheer ourselves on, and this is something that's linked to great mental health as well. Self-recognition. Stopping, processing that moment, and saying, good job, self. You did what needed to get done, or you didn't react to that situation. Again, it might feel cheesy, but it is going to give you a boost in that moment. Wow, I am proud of myself for doing this. This does not mean that you're negating any collaboration with other people or that God gives you strength in really difficult situations, but in that moment, just reflecting enough to pat yourself on the back is important. And it's something you can do very easily when you only have a few minutes. Now, if you've listened for a while, you know that I love sharing different ways to take care of yourself. And sometimes it takes more than a few minutes. You can reference some of my other episodes, Rethinking Self-Care and Creating a Self-Care Menu, that give ideas for things that will take a little bit longer than 3 to 5 minutes. But my goal here today was to give you a few options that you can apply this afternoon, this evening, this morning, whenever you're listening, so that you never have the excuse, I don't have enough time to take care of myself. One bonus one is that you can listen to this podcast if you need to fill those few minutes to take care of yourself. I'd love to be a part of your self-care menu. That is all for today's episode. If you enjoy this podcast and have learned some things by listening to it, would you do me a favor and share it with your friends? You can post on Instagram or Facebook. You can just send them the link to the show. But word of mouth is the number one way that podcasts are able to gain new listeners. And I would love for everyone to be taking care of their mental health. And this is one way that they can learn more about it. I've got a lot more to do today, so I'm going to go take a few breaths and maybe listen to some Meghan Trainor. And I hope that you can implement some quick self-care today too. As always, you've got this, and I'm cheering you on. See you next week.